Tom C. McLean, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Address is 2310 Notre Dame Boulevard, Chico, California, 95928. Phone, and that's Notre Dame Boulevard, Apartment 10, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-828-2479. ID is XXX0543. Date of birth is 11/19/2001. 20-year-old, single. Student assistant, Butte College. Insurance is Regency Dash Blue Cross. Below that it should say Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Pharmacy is CVS, Forest Avenue, Chico, 530-894-5112. It's addressed to Dr. Mabel Yersalis, M.D., the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history suspicious for possible seizures. Dear Dr. Yersalis and professional colleagues, Ashley Moore was seen today for neurological follow-up after her initial examination in April of 2022. New paragraph, as you may remember, she gave a history of having recurrent spells of tiredness, fatigue, and mental confusion with relatively slow but complete resolution after a period of time. New paragraph. As you also may remember, she is treated for a chronic affective disorder and doing relatively well on her treatment regimen. Including Lexapro, a birth control pill, and vitamin A. New paragraph. At my request, she completed initial MR brain imaging at Open Systems Imaging on May 20th, 2022, which was unremarkable. New paragraph. At my request, she also completed both a basic baseline static electroencephalogram and a ambulatory electroencephalogram completed at Orville Hospital, interpreted by Professor John G. Schmidt, M.D. New paragraph. The electroencephalograms were abnormal. Subparagraph, the initial static electroencephalogram showed some potential right frontotemporal sharp waves, but no other epileptiform activity. New paragraph, the ambulatory electroencephalogram in a 24-hour study was abnormal, new subparagraph. The patient demonstrated normal findings of drowsiness, vertex waves, K-complexes, and sleep spindles during normal and stage 2 sleep, proceeding to deeper level stage 3 and 4 sleep. New paragraph. During the study, there was paroxysmal activity with brief generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity lasting up to 1.5 minutes in duration, seen only during the wakeful phase of the study. Subparagraph, these findings are consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Clinical history and findings consistent with seizure/seizure disorder. Recommendations. Considering her current clinical history and therapy, I'm going to initiate treatment with Vimpat 50 milligrams twice a day, increasing to 100 milligrams twice a day after 1 week. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation considering readjustment to a possibly other complementary anticonvulsants such as lamotrigine, parenthesis, despite potential adverse reactions, end parenthesis. New paragraph, we had a face-to-face discussion today regarding these findings and the possibility that correction and treatment of her seizure disorder may improve her chronic affective symptoms as well. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when I see her for reevaluation with further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.